criminal justice reform dominated the end of the 2021 New York legislative session, just as it has for the past 2 years. Karen DeWitt reports the session ended last night.
A bill that would seal some criminal records for those convicted of misdemeanors and some felonies known as clean slate, a new modified version, would not expunge the records, and they could be made available to prosecutors and judges if the person commits a new crime. That change could address some of the concerns of the state's district attorneys, who said they were worried that prior criminal convictions would be erased.
Clean slate!
At a rally outside the Capitol on Tuesday, Senate sponsor Zelnor Myrie said the bill will mean a chance at redemption for those convicted of crimes who served their time.
In practice, we have a system of perpetual punishment.
Senate Republican leader Rob Ort says Republicans object to the measure, saying it goes too far.
If we were talking about very specific crimes, nonviolent crimes, you know, first offender type crimes, I think many, Mike, I can't speak for all of them, I can speak for myself, that's something that I could consider. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about all crimes.
Another bill introduced in both houses would make it harder for someone on parole who commits a technical violation to be sent back to prison. Both houses did agree on a bill to make gun manufacturers legally liable for people who commit crimes with their guns. And the Senate and Assembly also passed a measure to ban so-called ghost guns by closing a loophole that allowed access to the components needed to build an AR-15 without having to go through a background check or register the weapon. The bill Bills that are approved in the final hours of the session will go to Governor Cuomo for his signature. Cuomo has not said whether he will support the bills. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.